Carr, a Boston Herald columnist and radio hitman.
Howie Carr is a columnist for the Boston Herald as well as a radio talk show host who has been a thorn in the side of Whitey Bulger and his gang for 20 years.
I was referred to today as 1970s Boston.
Howie is sort of an insidious force in this area.
Nothing gets you going in the morning like a good cup of Joe and a little Howie Carr, right?
Hey, paper boy.
It comes from the tabloid talk show stuff in Boston, and it was concocted there.
Live from sunny Florida,
Margarago,
it's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. My new book is in the house, Mass Corruption, Volume 1, The Cops. And it's we've shipped out more than 2,000 copies in the last day and a half. And we're going to be shipping out more. And you can order them now. If you order the book now, you'll have it in hand very, very soon, because we have plenty of copies. So go to HowieCarrShow.com, click on store, and order your copy of Mass Corruption Volume 1. Check out all the other great stuff we have at the store as well. Mortadella Head. You can get great Italian restaurants in Somerville and Wellesley. Maria's Ristorante in Portland, Maine. $20 gift certificate $20 for a $40 gift certificate. Grace's Goodies, Ready Wise 84 serving breakfast and entree grab and go, all sorts of great stuff, but particularly Mass Corruption. It's in the house, and if you ordered it, your book is most likely on the way or will be on the way tomorrow, and I hope you enjoy it. And there is one picture of the No Whites Need Apply Christmas party, because one of the corrupt cops was there, along with Representative Ayanna Pressley's jailbird husband. Well, that's why I decided to put the picture in there. 844-500-4242. 508 says, is the Healey administration a bigger narcotics trafficker than Fats Caruso and Joe Pesci? Can we refer to
that? I haven't been coping in almost 2 weeks.
I don't know if overall, I mean, they had those pill presses and everything, but you know, on a month-to-month basis, I doubt Joe Pesci and Fats Caruso ever moved 50 kilos of cocaine at one time.
Hashtag Pesci says truth hurt.
According to the documents, the affidavit, they found that he was having the cocaine allegedly sent to the Hotel UMass. That's where he used to work. And it would be sent to this fictitious character named Morgan Gordon or Gary Woods.
And, I got two last names.
So they would just throw it in. There were no guests named this. So they got footage of Cook, Lamar Cook, entering the loading dock, this is at the hotel in Amherst, glancing at packages in both exterior and interior areas, and then at approximately 10:17 hours, picking up the two suspicious parcels before exiting the building. And then he did that again. The driver briefly conversed with Cook, this was on another time, before leaving the area, and then he picked up the packages. Then the second packages went to the governor's office. Listen to this. I would be getting this if I were one of the Republican candidates for governor. I'd be getting this document right now. The package was addressed to Grand Tech, 436 Dwight Street, 300, Springfield, Mass., 01103. Okay? So we know that they call that little state house, 436 Dwight Street. But do you know what Suite 300 is? At 436 Dwight Street, I looked it up. I looked it up on AI. That's the governor's suite. It was addressed.
225 grams of that was packaged back up. There was a controlled delivery done to governor's office.
It was delivered. It wasn't just the governor's building. It was delivered right to the suite. It was addressed to the suite. The search yielded approximately 7,800 grams of suspected cocaine. It should be noted that several of the kilograms of cocaine were imprinted with the word gold. Gold. I asked Cook, this is an investigator, if the subject parcel belonged to him, and he told me he was not sure who it belonged to, but he would bring it inside to the governor's office. Oh. To the governor's office. Soon after, an arrest team moved in as Cook walked back to his truck and detained him. These are the cops. Both prior to being Mirandized, being read his rights, and after, Cook stated that packages and mails are routinely delivered to their offices and kept there until, quote, folks come to get them or they are sent to Boston, the filing said. Governor Healey, did you know that the packages, the cocaine that was emblazoned with gold, the 7,800 kilograms, were being sent to Boston, according to your $115,668 a year DEI aid? Did you know that, Governor? Did you know that? That's what I would have asked. Might have been there today. All right, time now for the chump line.
Hey, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. Why are you criticizing Lamar Cook? I mean, Cook. I heard that his deputy dealer, director, he was totally up to sniff. Snuff. What he did was an anecdote. Anecdote. We're going to be high. We're going to be fine.
That's very good. That's the best of all Patrick chump line message in a long, long time. Someone says, you know, that's not his first 50 pounds of coke. No, this is, here's another thing in the thing. So they go to his house. He has a crib, shall we say, in Springfield. Investigators on scene stated that located within the trash was an unusual amount of discarded food. They call this a trash pull, like they did with the rubber ducky kingpin in Stoughton. Both frozen and refrigerated discarded food. Investigators on scene interpreted this discovery as Cook potentially cleaning his fridge out in an attempt to leave the area. They believed he could potentially be a flight risk due to the amount of money that was lost due to the law enforcement seizure of the suspected cocaine. Because you know what happens? The cartels come up and they figure they've been ripped off. Being gangsters, they figure they've been ripped off. So they go up there and they decide whether or not you were really taken down by the laws or if you tried to steal it from them. And if you tried to steal it from them, well, you're not coming down for breakfast. You're going to get a drone, a different kind of drone.
Governor, who does your Corey background checks? Inspector Clouseau?
978, the governor should have sold the cocaine to cover the cost of the SNAP benefits. Maybe she'll sue for recovery. It was headed for her office, according to her deputy director of constituent services for the 413 area code. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Eden Rafferty, attorneys at law. Whether it's injury law or family law, they can help you. Contact them today at EdenRafferty.com.
Lamar is cooked.
617, will someone ask Marty Meehan, the president of UMass, if he uses a fake name at the UMass Hotel, which corresponds to the recipient's name of Lamar's packages? You mean Morgan Gordon or Gary Woods?
Well, Senator Chucky Schumer talking about Trump weaponizing hunger. He's weaponizing hunger by not cooking his burgers all the way through.
He's weaponizing salmonella or ptomaine or some kind of foodborne disease.
The EBT queens quickly went from no kings to feed me, king, feed me.
Yeah, at the speed of sound, I think you could say.
The Department of Transitional Assistance has been renamed to the Department of Generational Assistance.
Yeah, I know. I always thought that was a big joke when they, I think it was Weld who renamed it because he wanted to make it transitional. But it's like a euphemism. It's like the Department of Defense. It's not the Department of Defense. It's the Department of War. Trump did the right thing. Just call it the Welfare Department again. Change the name back.
The people who are griping the most about SNAP don't use it for food. Instead, they buy other crap. They sell their cards off, then claim they are lost. And yet again, the taxpayer becomes the sap.
Right. Right. Oh, I lost my card. You lost it again? Yes, I lost it again. Just give it to me, you racist honky dog.
Looking to use AI but sick of ChatGPT and Copilot? Then you need to use DAI, Deerfield Academy Intelligence.
Hey, DAI, what comes after once, twice, thrice?
Fourth, thrice.
Hey, DAI, what was the name of that home furnishings chain that went bankrupt a few years ago?
Bed, Bath, and Breakfast.
Hey, DAI, what's the name of that country between China and Afghanistan?
Tajikistan.
Is this accurate?
This is Deerfield Talk.
Bed, Bath, and Beyond. Okay, I never go there. What the hell do you want me to say? How many people know how to pronounce Tajikistan or however the hell you pronounce it? It's one of those Stan countries that you don't want to go to that wants to send over people to go on welfare and use their welfare cards. They build pressure cooker bombs to use on the Boston Marathon.
Rosie O'Donnell says her soon-to-be-imprisoned, convicted felon daughter, Chelsea, is a good girl, a very good girl.
Yeah, somehow I haven't delved into those stories. A headline tells me all I need to know, actually more than I need to know.
That was your last Chump Line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for today's Chump Line. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message that you left, or you just like to hear a second brand new Chump Line every evening, we have one. It's called Chop Chumps. It's where we put all the messages we didn't have room or time for just now. Chop Chumps, the second Chump Line of the day, is posted every evening around 7 p.m. weeknights. Get it wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Eden Rafferty, attorneys at law. Whether it's injury law or family law, they can help you. Contact them today at EdenRafferty.com.
Hey, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. Why are you criticizing Lamar Koch? I mean, Cook. I heard that his deputy dealer, director, he was totally up to sniff. Snuff. What he did was an anecoke. Anecdote. We're going to be high. We're going to be fine.
Very good. Very good. All right. Dr. Matt will be with us. If you got a question about your pet, dog or cat, or even your pet monkey, if you're Zoran Mamdani, give us a call, 844-500-4242, or text Howie to 617-213-1066. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on TikTok.
We're looking at TikTok.
At Howie Carr Radio Network.
The name is hot. The brand is hot.
Carr is back.
This song is White Punks on Dope, dedicated to some of Lamar Cook's customers. Not all, but a few anyway. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. For those who want a powerful self-defense option without resorting to deadly force, visit Byrna.com/Howie to save 10%. BYRNA.com/Howie, BYRNA.com/Howie. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarShow.com, is how many of the big three races next week in New York City, New Jersey, and Virginia will the GOP or Cuomo win? All three, two, one, or zero?
I'm going to say one.
One is at 29%, 39% say two, 19% say zero, and 13% believe all three.
All right, 844-500-4242. Once a month, we check in with Dr. Matt Callahan. He's the house vet of the Howie Carr Show, and he's here to answer all of your questions about dogs and cats and pets. And thank you for being with us, Dr. Matt. And we're already getting a lot of calls here on the text line, if not on the regular phone lines.
I'll answer them anyway.
I know you will. I hope you will. It really doesn't matter. As long as we have questions, that's all we ask for. But where can people get in touch with you? That's my question for you. Where can people get in touch with you if they need your services during the week?
People can call me at the Ipswich Animal Hospital, and my number is 978-948-8189.
And where are you located?
I run the Ipswich Animal Hospital. We're on Route 1, right at the Ipswich Rowley line.
Anything people should be doing? We're going back to standard time, winter nears. What should people be doing to prepare their pets for the colder weather?
Yeah, my dog is going to be particularly a nightmare because she wakes up early, and now she's going to wake up earlier. I think the thing that people want to do right now is clear their yard as much as they can of acorns and leaves, because dogs, for some reason, really like to eat them, and then they get vomiting and diarrhea, and then they call me. So, getting stuff off your lawn is probably the thing you want to do right now to help your dog.
All right. I have a dog question, says 860. Why does my miniature male poodle twirl about in fast, tight circles as soon as I head towards the back door to let him out in the backyard?
Because he's happy. Yeah, he's thrilled about going out. Yeah, so.
That's all it is?
I think so. Yeah, I've always interpreted it as happiness, yeah. And like little kids do it, dogs do it, some cats do it.
All right.
So very common.
Dr. Matt, I have a 4-year-old adopted kitty. I've had her for a year. I took her to the vet 6 months ago for a regular checkup. She's 100% indoor kitty. How often does she need to see the vet for a well kitty checkup?
You know, I'm a pretty big fan of once a year. I think that's the tradition. About 20 years ago, there was a push to see these guys every 6 months. I never got on board with that. But I think every year makes sense. There's always something to talk about. You know, once they're four, you can be dealing with teeth issues and eye issues and skin issues. So I think it makes perfect sense to do it once a year.
All right. 844-500-4242. Again, doctor, give us a call if you'd like to be, if you'd like to have your question answered directly by Dr. Matt. 844-500-4242. And what's your number again, Dr. Matt, if people need you?
978-948-8189.
All right. We'll be right back with questions for Dr. Matt, the vet. I'm Howie Carr.
It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Dr. Matt, thanks for consulting with my daughter Tina on Roscoe's recent pink eye problem in New York City.
He looked a little rough in his pictures, so pun intended.
I always feel sorry for dogs wearing lampshades.
Yes. Yeah.
I know it's not the most serious thing that could happen, but it still seems just kind of, uncomfortable.
Yeah, I refer to that as client punishment.
He's doing better, though. She called me up after I got home a couple of nights ago, and he was up on top of his crate in the apartment, and that's a big jump for a pug.
Right.
And I said, how did he get up there? And she said, I left a bag of food up there. And somehow he was able to assume super canine powers.
He levitated.
So I got to get him out of there.
Everybody's always...
A beautiful
dog. Before Mamdani is nominated,
a talented dog.
Right?
Is inaugurated, I got to get him out of the city. I don't trust that guy.
I think he has some anti-pug policies too. So.
No, I don't think that his kind doesn't like dogs too much. I've read those stories about what happens to dogs in those kinds of countries.
I'm not sure they like humans too much. So
no, exactly, exactly. Someone says Roscoe is part of the Howie Carr family, and we do need a weekly update on the. Yeah, he's coming back. He's coming. He'll be back for Thanksgiving. Then he'll go back for a brief tour. He wants to see the lighting of the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center, and then he's coming back to Palm Beach for Christmas, and he'll stay here.
We need a picture of that, though.
All right. Let's take some calls here for Dr. Matt. Dr. Matt, where can people go to reach you for your services during the week?
Yeah, they can call me at the Ipswich Animal Hospital at 978-948-8189.
All right. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Howie. Love the show, and I certainly love the segments with Dr. Matt, so appreciate it. Listen, I have a poodle Catonda Clear mix.
Okay.
We've been together for about 3 years. I got him as a rescue, and I didn't have a yard. So for him to do his business meant we were both outside. Rain, sleet, snow didn't matter, but we go for a walk and he'd do his business. I now have a property with a yard, and I can't get him to just go in the yard. I'm not sure how to train him, but he's just so used to, we go out, we walk, we do our business. But he won't go if I just put him out in the yard.
Right. So I might start walking him in the yard or, if you have to pick up his poop, actually put it in the yard so he starts to recognize that that's an okay place to go. You're changing a behavior that's obviously gotten fairly ingrained. Also, you have to remember if you're not sure if you're living in a rural place or a suburb place, but dogs suddenly realize every wild animal that's in your yard, day and night, they know. So sometimes it can be intimidating to them. So I actually, if you can, I would probably get some of their, catch a urine sample or pick up some of their poop and put it in the yard. So when they go out, they go, hey, this might be a decent place to go.
Wouldn't you say, Dr. Matt, that this is kind of a good problem to have?
Oh, absolutely.
Now you're just going to be able to let your dog outside. I love that. Yeah. I love that with Gunnar and Pearl.
Yes, but here's the thing, and especially with dogs that need more activity, and certainly poodles need activity, is you'd still need to take them out and get them to run around, even if it's just with you in the yard, that you need to go out with them and interact with them in the yard and exercise them because they need that exercise. And if you're just letting them out in the yard, then, it's just some dogs will just go out there and just sniff around and come back.
Yeah. Or they'll just go down and lie in the sun,
like
Pearl used to do.
But at that, at a certain age, lying in the sun is perfectly appropriate.
It is for me.
That's what I do. Yes.
All right. 617, I sympathize hearing about the Roscoe situation, but my vet calls the cone of shame rather than a lampshade.
Yes, the official name is Elizabethan collar, but it goes through many different names.
Alice, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt the vet. Go ahead, Alice.
Yes, hello, Dr. Matt. This is Alice, and I just pulled into the driveway, so sorry. I am a bit concerned about my less than one-year-old Siamese cat.
Mm-hmm.
And on Monday, he had a big tick pulled from right underneath his throat.
Yep.
And then last night, and then kind of he was hanging out sleeping all day Tuesday, which is unusual for him. And then last night I put on some tick ointment in the back behind, between his two shoulders.
Yeah, yeah.
And he has just been out of it today.
Okay.
I've tried to put water and milk in his mouth.
Yeah.
So he's getting some fluids, but do you have any suggestions, and do cats really get Lyme disease?
Yeah, I mean, cats do not get tick diseases as commonly as dogs or as commonly as people do, but they certainly can get some of the tick diseases. So I don't think the timing of the bite and the timing of the not feeling good are so close that I kind of am less comfortable saying it's likely to be a tick disease, and it may be more to do with putting the tick medicine on their back. Some cats don't feel well for a day or two. But I would say if you're absolutely, you should bring your cat to the vet if it's not better by tomorrow morning.
Okay. And is that the right way to go, is to try to force water or milk down?
Well, you're never going to get enough into them. So I don't usually try and force it to them, because you can never give them enough. I just try to provide them with like food they really like or treats they really like. And if they're not falling for it, then let the veterinarian step in.
Good luck, Alice. 844-500-4242. The guy that called about the poodle mix says, thanks so much to Dr. Matt. His suggestion is exactly what I'm doing. Just a matter of time until he gets it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's... it doesn't matter if it's a dog or they're going to figure out where to go.
Absolutely. It's a smart dog. It's going to figure it out.
It's a poodle, right? Yeah, there's a half poodle. They're very good. Very smart dogs. Joan, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt. Go ahead, Joan.
Thank you. First, Howie Carr, thank you for what you do for the people. And Dr. Matt, thank you for what you do for the animals. My question, I hear good and bad about kibble. My dog, Jack Russell, very fussy. I have him on Royal Canin. I just wanted to know what your thoughts are about that type of kibble. He seems to be eating it, but I still want to know if it's healthy and blah, 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 all that.
Yeah, so there's been a couple of big studies about food, weight, and health, and it didn't show a huge difference in foods. So I always tell clients I believe there's better foods than others, but I always use the word believe. And the reason I use that is there's not a ton of science supporting that there's a better food. In fact, the biggest thing about food relationship to health is through weight. And if you're keeping your dog at a healthy weight, that's really what you want to do, irrespective of the type of food that you're feeding.
Okay, basically what I do, and this will be, I won't hold him on the line so long, but I basically give him his kibble with a little bit of cheese occasionally and a little bit of chicken.
Sure.
And that's about it. He's pretty fussy, and I guess the other question I wanted to ask you is, what is Jack Russell, what kind of good foods do they like that they'll go crazy for?
Jack Russells are typically big eaters, so you don't have to work too hard to get them to eat. They typically have a pretty good hunger. But as I said, you really want to make sure he's staying at a healthy weight and he's consistent at that healthy weight. That's going to change over time, especially with dry dog food. You're going to need to feed him less over time because it is somewhat higher in carbohydrates than canned food. And even though dogs can eat carbohydrates, there's more carbohydrate in dry food than in other forms of food. It doesn't mean you can't feed a kibble. It just means you have to be focused on their weight.
Thank you, Joan. Good luck. I think, I don't know, I've never seen a dog that doesn't eat much unless he's really sick or on his way out.
Well, there's a few dogs. Like, my old terrier is a very finicky dog, and we've really had to up our food game to keep her eating. So, you know, she stopped eating kibble and really would seriously not eat it for days. So we switched her over to canned food just because she's happier with it, so...
What would you say? I read the other day, I was out walking with the mailroom manager and we came across a border collie, and I said, I think that's I've always thought the border collie is the smartest dog of all. What do you think is the smartest dog?
Yeah, they're quite often considered to be. Yeah, I think it's between the shepherding dogs that have to herd, really the herding dogs, not the shepherding dogs. The herding dogs have to be so intuitive and so smart and bold that I think they're probably the smartest. Poodles are always rated very highly too. German Shepherds always rated very highly. And so, yeah, but I would agree that probably the herding dogs are the smartest.
Yeah, I had a Shetland sheepdog once, and he would be out on a walk. He'd always come back around to the people if there were four people walking. He'd go to the front, and then he'd come back around.
Oh, yeah. And that's... People that own those herding dogs, they'll herd the kids, and they'll have a path around the house because they keep running around the house because you're not giving them enough mental stimulation. They're going a little nuts.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I like a smart dog, even though I've gotten used to having pugs. Dorothy, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt. Go ahead, Dorothy.
Hey, how are you? Hi, Dr. Matt. Hi, Howie. Are you?
Good.
I have a 13-year-old cat, and he has double
paws in the front and in the back, and I have a very difficult time trying to trim his nails, and they need to be trimmed.
Yes.
He is kind of an indoor cat. I mean, he does go out onto the deck, but that's about it. And then he comes in. But so he's not wearing them down. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Is there something I can give him?
I would say either bring him to the veterinarian because bring him to the veterinarian because they could mildly sedate him. There is, you know, a thing. There are protocols where you give cats some sedative medication prior to going into the vet or the groomer, but I would certainly let the vet sort of determine the need, the amount of restraint that's needed. The worst thing about these double pod cats, and this is whether they're indoors or outdoors, is some of their nails grow in between their toes, and those things will curl around like a ram's horn and grow right back into their feet. So you really, really have to have them trimmed on a regular basis. And so especially as these cats get older, they just will not wear them down. And as I said, they can really curl into their foot. So if your groomer can't do it, your veterinarian absolutely can and will. I don't know any of us that won't. It may not be a party, but we'll do it.
All right. So, Dr. Matt, where can people go to? What's your phone number if they need your services?
My phone number is 978-948-8189.
All right, we'll be back. Hang on the line, everybody. We've got time to take some more calls when we come back with Dr. Matt for one more segment. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity and even sell the property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Use my promo code Howie at HomeTitleLock.com and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That includes 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. You don't want this to happen to you. You don't want to have a scammer trying to steal your home title. It means years of financial and emotional heartache and just hardship. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock to protect me. Protect yourself as I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and use promo code Howie. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
One more segment with Dr. Matt Callahan, who's the best vet in the area. He does a great job. He's wonderful with your pets and with you. And Dr. Matt, where can people go to get your services during the week?
People can call the Ipswich Animal Hospital at 978-948-8189.
All right, let's take a few more calls here. Faye, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt Callahan. Go ahead, Faye.
Hello?
Hi, go ahead.
Okay, she didn't ask for my name, so I didn't know that was her. I have two four-year-old German short-haired pointers that I bred, and their mother died of cancer earlier this year, and she was kind of like the alpha of the three. And after she passed, the two puppies, I always call them puppies, but they're actually four. The male had always been the more dominant one, but now the female is more dominant, and she's been aggressive with the male, like resource guarding, and just it's like their hierarchy's been messed up now that the mother's gone. And I was curious if the doctor had any particular
suggestions as to how to reintroduce them.
Are they spayed and neutered?
No, they're not, because the male is a show dog.
Okay. Well, here's the problem is almost any behaviorist will tell a client if they don't have a spayed and neutered dog to spay and neuter them or neuter them. In this case, if you're not breeding the female, spay her. The biggest problem with male dogs and intact male dogs is not that they are bad dogs, is that other dogs are bad to them because suddenly there's turf to defend. And I can't fully explain it, but even dogs that are, you know, the dogs just struggle with unneutered male dogs and they're not as nice to them. So if
the female, the female is coming after the unspayed male. Is that what you're saying, doctor?
Yeah, I think that's what's happening is the female is being aggressive towards the unneutered male dog. Yes.
What do you think, Faye?
Respectful of them. And now it's like she's trying to be the boss and she kind of went after him.
Yeah.
So they mean they're not just like aggressive for the sake of being aggressive. It's just kind of like a hierarchy thing.
Yeah.
So, and
well, the other thing is for temporarily is make sure you feed your dogs in separate areas so they're not coming in contact when there's resources to resource guard.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Faye. Sean, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt. Go ahead, Sean.
Hi, Howie. Hey, Dr. Matt.
Hi.
I spoke with you guys, I think, a few weeks ago regarding I have a 2-year-old female Shih Tzu, and I think maybe you just actually answered my question for Faye. So I had a friend move in with me, and he, you know, just temporarily for a few months, and he has a, I think, a 5 or 6-year-old Corgi.
Right.
The Corgi is neutered. My female Shih Tzu is not neutered.
Right.
And so she has been, I don't know, well, she's been urinating on some furniture and stuff, which is usually like her spot.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of wondering if this is like a turf war.
Yeah.
Because she never did that before, and, you know, things have changed.
It sounds like a turf war. Yeah. I mean, that's what it sounds like to me is suddenly they have they're defending territory and they're marking their territory to let the other one know to back off.
Good luck, Sean. Joe, we don't have much time. Make it quick. Very quick, Joe.
Yeah, I was just curious. What can I use to neutralize cat urine?
Oh, there's a bunch of products. Bissell makes several products that break down urine. You can get them at pet stores that just destroy. They actually destroy the molecule of urine. You just spray on it.
Your number one more time, Doc.
978-948-8189. Thanks, Howie.
Call Dr. Matt. He's the best. I'm Howie Carr.